Welcome to the Slow Down Time podcast. I'm Van An, a second generation Vietnamese Australian on my journey away from being the busy and stressed out primary school teacher into a slower, more present version of myself. This podcast is here to help you rediscover what it is you want and to begin letting go of cultural pressure to rush through life. Yes, you'll question your identity, your life decisions, and begin trusting yourself to fully live with intention. I'm so excited to be your host and to walk you through this journey. Let's get into the episode. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I've got the lovely Cindy joining me. If you don't know who she is, you will soon find out because she is hosting our Boba Break workshop, which we're both really excited about. If you hear all this background noise, don't mind all the laughing or the barking, whatever's happening, because it is Good Friday. And so it is a good day for us to be recording this. So Cindy, how about you introduce yourself and we'll get into the questions.
So hi, I'm Cindy. I'll be leading the Boba workshop. Well, I worked in Char Time before, so hence why I'll be leading this. I am a Boba fanatic. And yeah, that's why I'm here today.
So what has your Boba journey looked like?
So ever since uni, I was introduced and I just love chewy textures. So with the pills and everything and my sweet tooth approved. So I have been obsessed with Boba. And eventually I somehow ended up working at Char Time as well. And yeah, that's ever since then, I have been still drinking Boba.
So you worked at Char Time for like 5 years, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've learned a lot of things along the way. I don't know if you're going to get in trouble for sharing some of this. But what does the prep look like at Char Time? Like when you get in, what does it look like from start until you're ready to start making drinks?
So usually in the morning when we first start our shift, we'd always be cooking the pearls first since that takes the longest. So cooking the pearls, depending on like how many like kilos that you cook. So usually for us, we cook like 3 kilos in the mornings. Yeah, so we use like a massive rice cooker for that. So usually pearls are done first and then we prepare the cream tub and then like the ice and fructose is pretty much already there. And we brew the tea.
So we're not using a rice cooker for our boba workshop. But what does that look like? The process of making the pearls and the cream, and just share anything that people might not know about that process.
So with the cream, I'm pretty sure other stores, they might use milk powder. But for Char Time, we usually use cream or just like fresh milk. With pearls, I guess it just depends. Everyone cooks pearls a little bit different, but at the store I worked at, we would cook, wait till the water boils, put in the pearls, and wait till the pearls actually come up to the surface, and that's when we actually start the timer. So usually it'll be 30 minutes cooking and then 30 minutes with the heat turned off and then just covered, and then later on we'll just soak it in brown sugar water.
Can you tell the difference between the pearls at different stores like Gongcha or Char Time, or what are the other ones?
You mean like how it's cooked or like
the textures?
So definitely you can tell if it's undercooked or overcooked. Usually the undercooked ones can be a bit more harder and you can kind of feel the center that's still like hard. With overcooked ones, they're very soft. Mm-hmm. And it starts to be a bit, well, when you bite into it, you can just feel that they just come apart very easily and not as chewy anymore. So for the ones that are just right, then they are perfectly chewy, but then it just depends on everyone's preferences.
So if we did a blind taste test, would you be able to tell between the different ones at different stores, or they're all kind of similar, but it's just the texture and how perfectly cooked they are?
Every store uses different boba. So like I find that Gongcha ones, they're just perfectly chewy. The cocoa ones, I usually do find them a bit on the chewier, softer side. I'd say Gongcha and Char Time, they're the most similar to me. It's just maybe the sugar syrup that they use that might be different, and that's where I can determine the difference. I'd say most of the well-known boba stores, they would use similar pearls, but the ones that don't specialize in boba, then you'll see that the pearls are more like jelly-like, so it's a bit different.
So just looking at this list, which we don't explore all of these stores every single time, but do you have a few favorites, or is there a go-to for a particular drink?
So usually with milk tea, I would prefer matcha matcha, or I'd say cocoa is fine as well. But for fruit teas, I go with char thyme because, yeah, I don't know. I just like the simple, basic, even if it's like syrup, but yeah, I prefer char thyme fruit teas.
Yeah, I think I don't always go for fruit teas. I usually go for a milky tea. I don't know. That's just what I crave normally. And my go-to is normally Gongcha because it's one really close by. But sometimes even just having to travel somewhere to get it, it's a bit of a hassle. It's a bit inconvenient. So that's why we prepared this boba workshop. It's so that everybody can learn to make different flavors, try something new, but also have the option to make it at home, right? So what's the difference between making it at home and buying it from a store? What would you say is the main difference?
So I'd say with store ones, of course, they had to revise recipes like so many times to perfect it. So usually that would taste like a well-finished product, while at home, usually we just grab whatever we have and we kind of eyeball the ingredients. So yeah, that would be the main difference.
Because I'm thinking the classic, like pearl milk tea, because that's something that I would normally make just at home. Just really, really simple ingredients, just like a tea bag, milk and sugar. But I'm sure in stores there's so many different things that they prepare and that they put together to make a finished product, as you said. So it is a little bit different making it at home and buying a store-bought drink. But what are some of the popular flavors that you think we would struggle to make at home?
I'd say matcha or Thai milk tea. Those might be the more, not as complicated, but a step higher from just your basic milk tea.
So what makes that a bit more elevated than a basic one?
Like with matcha, I think the matcha powder that you have to get and the way you mix it, because some matchas, it can be a bit more on the powdery side and you can't get that right. With Thai, I find that to get that perfected is quite hard as well, because the amount of condensed milk that you gotta know, or like the amount of Thai powder that you gotta put in. So it just depends on all the ratio and perfecting that.
Yeah, I think Thai milk tea, just the flavor of that, it's actually quite complicated, because I've seen some recipes where people would mix a whole bunch of like spices and things together just to make the Thai like tea flavor. And it's something that I find is quite hard to make vegan or find vegan in a store, because as you said, I didn't know there was condensed milk in it, but I'm sure like a lot of places when I've asked about it, they're like, no, we can't make that vegan. Even with the matcha powders or like taro powder, because usually they have milk in it. And that's something that I really wish they would make a vegan version, because I love matcha. And that's possibly something we're going to make at the boba workshop if you're joining us. And so we have your expertise, your experience in making all this, so that we can get it right, right? If matcha is one of those more complicated ones. So talking a bit about things that people don't know, what are some secrets or some tips that you've picked up from char thyme, just about boba making or about the process, the ingredients, or anything like that?
So it's not so much secret, but I guess it's just from experience over time, and you just know what is best when making things. So such as like pearls, I don't know, sometimes when I just look at pearls now, I can see if it's done right. Because usually you can kind of see through the pearls sometimes, just depending on how it's cooked. So that's something that I picked up. Other than that, I'd say, yeah, just more knowledge on pearls in general.
That is really important to me because whenever I get a drink, which is a milky flavor, I would always get pearls with it because I think it goes really well together, pearls and like milk tea. And we're definitely going to be making some pearls for our drinks and definitely having the option anyway if people don't like that. But it's something that I really appreciate, having good pearls in a milk tea. Okay, so into our boba workshop, it's really focused on people who really want to slow down their life, or maybe they work a lot during the week and the weekends is the time for them to like wind down and do something fun or hang out with their friends. So this is what our workshop is focused on, and therefore people who are always finding themselves more responsible, more productive. And I think we've both experienced that as well, especially during the work week when we are thinking about all the things that we have to do, and on the weekend it's like, ah. So do you resonate with this as well?
Yes, definitely. So once you start working full time, it's very draining. So having a to-do list aside from full time is very tiring as well. So coming home drained and then looking at your to-do list to actually get those things done, chores, errands, and even just saving time for like your family, it's a lot to do.
Yeah, I definitely resonate with the idea of just having time to unwind, needing that time to unwind, because sometimes on the weekends you feel like you have to catch up, like you need to catch up on your sleep, or you need to catch up on the things that you need to do around the house, and that there's never enough time, right? Yeah, I struggle with that too. Even though my house is so small, like cleaning it shouldn't be as much of a problem as like your bigger house. But there is still a lot to do all the time, especially when you want to keep it like tidy, clean, and just like obviously always laundry to do. There's always dishes to do. And there's an endless list of things I want to work on around the house as well. But this workshop is a reminder for myself, reminder for the people joining us, that it's okay to take some time off. And it's actually really important to take some time off for ourselves as well, just to do something fun. Because a lot of us think, and I used to think this, is that we need to keep doing things, otherwise things won't get done. But when that keeps happening, you would eventually burn out. And I'm sure you've experienced like close to that maybe, or even if you have felt burnt out before. But we need this time for ourselves just to laugh, because they say laughter is the best medicine. And I didn't really understand that until a couple years ago, where you actually need that time away from things just as a distraction, but also just for you to mentally reset. Because in this world, we are always thinking about things, always needing to do things, that it gets really hard.
So to complement that, like we're going to a very nice getaway, a venue that would help us all kind of clear our minds, and also it would be a very good environment to just have fun, connect, and make boba. Yeah.
Exactly. So what can people expect from this workshop? So of course we'll be making some drinks, we'll be hanging out, we'll be just stepping away from our life for a little bit, where you'll just be guided on what to do. You don't have to worry about bringing anything. You don't have to worry about thinking about your day, just how to get there safely and how to get back safely. But what can they expect from this workshop?
So I'll be guiding everyone into making boba, and you'll be able to make boba comfortably at home, connect with others, and just have a time where you can clear your minds.
Yeah, so don't worry if you have never made boba at home, or if you have, like I have, I still don't know a lot about it. But Cindy will be helping us to make two different flavors, which we will be testing out a few today. And she'll teach us on the techniques of how to spot when your boba is ready, how to know when it's perfectly done. And we'll be trying out some different flavors that people might not have tried before. I don't think we've tried it either, right? Our fruity one?
No.
Yeah. So that will be an exciting, something exciting to explore. And we'll be making some classic ones as well. And of course, you'll have different options of which flavors you want to make if there are certain things that you don't like. Or of course, like as any boba store, you can alter the sweetness, you can alter the ice levels, how much boba you have in there, or anything, basically. It's fully customizable. Yeah, so we're both really excited to host this workshop. If you want to join, the doors will be open for, I don't know how long. I haven't looked at the calendar, but it's going to... Doors will close on the 22nd of April. So that is the last day that you can sign up. We're actually technically the Sunday night at 11:59 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Of course, if you're in Sydney and you are interested in boba making at all, come join us. She's going to share all her knowledge, all her secrets and her tips on how to make boba at home. So yeah, I'm going to leave the links in the show notes for you to check out if you're interested. We hope to see you there. Bye.
Bye.